Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The controversy over so-called same-sex marriage and the collision with religious freedom is not just a phenomenon that's playing out in the United States. It's around the world. We're going to be talking about one of the arenas in Romania. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Harry Mihet, who is our vice president for legal affairs, born in Romania and was there when communism ultimately collapsed. He recently returned to Romania with Kim Davis, the Rouen County clerk that was catapulted into international prominence over the issue of marriage and religious freedom. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Harry.
Great to be with you, Matt and Holly.
Thank you.
Now, you recently went to Romania, and you've been back many times because this is your place of birth, and you were there with regards to the issue of marriage in the referendum where the people need to want to vote on affirming marriage as a union of one man and one woman, and you took with you Kim Davis from Kentucky. Tell us about your experience.
It was a great trip, Matt. Over 3 million Romanian citizens signed a petition expressing their will to define in their constitution marriage.
3 million? Wow.
Yes. That's I believe that's a world record in a country of less than 19 million people.
Wow.
3 million signed this petition asking that the national constitution, which currently defines family and marriage as the union of two spouses, be modified and changed to make it clear that it's actually the union of one man and one woman. So there is this debate there right now. There's a lot of money and pressure from the West. George Soros and the like are funding an effort to try to defeat this referendum. And they're using some of the same arguments that we dealt with here in the United States. Chief among them is that same-sex marriage has no effect, no impact on anyone who is not involved in a same-sex marriage, on the general people, the population. Well, we went to Romania. We took Kim Davis there, and her story was just powerful because it showed that this argument is completely untrue, and it showed the Romanian people that same-sex marriage has had a devastating impact on religious freedom. We've got people going to jail now in the land of the free because they choose, they cannot be involved in same-sex marriage. They choose not to compromise their conscience. So for us, it was great to be able to tell her story and similar stories like hers. And for the Romanian people, it was a very eye-opening experience, I believe.
Harry, do you find that many of them in Romania are not only watching what happened to Kim Davis, but also how the same-sex marriage issue is having an effect here in the West?
Well, absolutely. They're watching, although some of these stories had not quite made it to the average rank-and-file Romanian. You know, it's very interesting. Back during the communist regime, a Romanian would escape out of the country every so often and would come to the United States and tell us stories of the horrors that were happening behind the Iron Curtain. And we in America could not believe that such things, such violations of the freedom of conscience could actually take place anywhere in the world. Now, less than 30 years later, we've got two people from the United States going into Romania and sharing with them some of the atrocious violations of the freedom of conscience in the United States. And people in Romania now find it hard to believe that what was once the beacon of freedom for the entire world is now a place where average, everyday Christians can be fined or sued or even sent to jail because their conscience won't allow them to participate in same-sex marriage. It's such a interesting and a profound reversal of fortunes.
So really, it's a reversal, because when you grew up in Romania, you lived in a communist country. You only knew what the media was telling you, government-controlled, communist-controlled media. And you would hear people who would slip out to go to the United States, see what's actually happening from another perspective, come back and tell you, and give information, even from missionaries, about how things were in America, which you longed to be in because of the freedom it promised and provided, versus where you were. Now, unfortunately, what we have is in America, the shining city on a hill. You have Kim Davis, who went to jail for 6 days, the first person in the United States to go to jail for her biblically based view, natural law based view, that marriage is the natural union of a man and a woman. And so she's now in Romania warning the people in Romania, this same thing could happen to you if you go down the same path that the United States is on.
That's right. And so that's one of the reasons why her message, her being there, was so powerful for the Romanian people, because most of them still remember the days not so long ago when the government dictated what they could think, what they could say, what they could believe, or how they could worship. That's still ingrained in the minds of the average Romanian person, certainly those that are over 35 or 40 years old. And so it hasn't been that long, and now when they see the same thing happening in other nations, particularly in America, which has always been a beacon of freedom, something in them says we cannot allow that kind of infringement of personal liberty, infringement on the freedom of conscience, to once again come to our land.
In fact, it was December 25, 1989, that Ceausescu was executed, and freedom first came on Christmas Day to Romanians, and you were there living there with your family on that day when you had the first day of freedom in your life at that time.
That's right. You know, we lived in the city of Timișoara, a very large city on the western side of Romania, and we were out in the Opera Square when the revolution started, when the entire city came out, first to demand the freedom of a pastor that had been taken in by the secret police for abuse, and then to demand freedom for the entire city and the entire nation. And I was there when the tanks rolled in, and when the army came in, and when the bullets started to fly, and when people died just for wanting to be free. And I tell you, that was 28 years ago now, and I had a chance to be there on this trip and to show Kim Davis that square and to show her still the bullet marks that have been left in the buildings. They have not been repaired. They've been left in the buildings to remind the Romanian people of the sacrifice that had to be paid for them to become free. And it was very touching and moving for me to be back there, certainly a moving experience for Kim to see those sights and hear those stories as well.
And that revolution actually began in the city in which you grew up.
That's right. It began in Timișoara. It began when this pastor had been arrested by the secret police, taken in without any cause, just because he had preached the Word of God in church that Sunday. He had veered off the script that had been approved by the communists. They took him away. His parishioners gathered outside his home to pray for his release, to demand his release. And then they didn't go home that night. They stayed there. The next morning, people going to work were kind of curious what was happening. And before long, the entire city was out in the square, a sea of people declaring with one accord, God exists, God exists, and we want freedom, we want libertate. It was so surreal, because obviously these kinds of assemblies were highly illegal, and the day before, anyone saying those things publicly could be shot on the spot or taken away to a labor camp. But now it didn't matter anymore. We had the entire city out in the public square demanding their freedom.
Well, we're talking to Harry Mihet, who is our Vice President of Legal Affairs at Liberty Counsel, and he and Kim Davis, the clerk from Rouen County, Kentucky, were in Romania and may go back to Romania with regards to the issue of marriage. Marriage is the union of a man and a woman, but you know how judges can ultimately, with the stroke of a pen, think that they can rewrite it. Romanians want to go to the polls and make sure that it is clear in the Constitution that a referendum affirms marriage being the union of a man and woman. We're going to continue to talk to Harry Mihet with more details on this trip to Romania on Faith and Freedom. Go to lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.